गुड इवनिंग सुकृति.
हाय, गुड इवनिंग डॉक्टर सुमी.
या थैंक यू फॉर अग्रीइंग टू बी माय क्लाइंट टुडे. एंड विथ योर परमिशन कैन आई रिकॉर्ड टुडेज सेशन.
यस, फॉर श्योर.
एंड थैंक यू सो मच फॉर दैट. बिफोर वी स्टार्ट दिस सेशन, आई वुड रिक्वेस्ट यू टू टेक सम टाइम टू गैदर योर थॉट्स, लिसन टू योर सेल्फ and become completely present.
Okay, so yes, I'm ready.
Good to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So tell me what we are discussing today, Sukriti.
Okay, Dr. Sumit, today I wanted to discuss with you a very major decision of my life, and so that is what brought me to discuss it with you. I have been working for last 27 years, Dr. Sumi, and I worked into many se sectors, many businesses, including government sector also. And now I have started feeling that I needed change. There is sort of a stagnation I'm feeling in the similar roles, because since last almost 15 years, leading the corporate HRs, being in that role, I feel that my value add can be now a little more specific and focused, and a little more more meaningful. It's not that right now it's not, but yes, so this is what is making me now think that whether I make a major shift in my life, which is from corporate. Now I start getting into the consulting mode, which can be sort of a business kind of a environment. But there I feel that I will be able to probably value add, make a difference to all those lives, individual lives. So I don't know, this is the right time because I'm just 50, and there is another 10, 15 years for me to go in the corporate if I don't make this decision of swapping the vertical. So a lot of thoughts are on. I thought I'll just discuss it with you and probably see how it's emerging in our discussion.
Okay, great to interact with a professional with 27 years of work experience. So I know there would be a lot of learning exchanges.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I hear the need for change that you mentioned.
गाड़ी राउंड लेके दूसरे रास्ते से निकालो,
I
ये
hear
फेक है पूरी.
that you want to value add, and I also hear that you want to be more focused and meaningful. And you are also wondering whether the shift that you are thinking currently would add more value to your clients and would make a difference or not. Fine. So
Yes.
Would you like to share a little more about the change, the value add that you want to explore?
Yes. So it's any relationship for that matter is a two-way traffic. So when I say value add to my people, as I am a people's person always, so value add to them is one thing, and also for me it will be very soul satisfying. So now, talking like you asked me, what does it mean by value adding to people? So I feel that when I'm in corporate and I'm working in the teams at this position, it's a lot to do, in decision giving and going focused. Going focused doesn't happen. Whereas when I interact on an individual level with him, with somebody, I'm able to then talk a bit more. That becomes my focus. So Yeah, a lot of times in the organization also I feel that I can change things, or I can probably, if I give more time to this particular individual or employee, I will be able to really make a difference, and the person might reach the solution, or person might transform to reaching that solution. Lekin wo hota nahi hai, because you cannot be you prejudiced, or you cannot be given much more time than what should be given in an organization environment. तो वो वैल्यू ऐड का मतलब होता है कि जो उनके लिए भी सोल्यूशन हो और मुझे भी सोल सेटिस्फाइंग हो, रादर देन द कॉर्पोरेट स्ट्रक्चर्ड वे ऑफ मूविंग अहेड विद अ डिसीजन, विद एनी प्रोजेक्ट और एनीथिंग फॉर दैट मैटर. द डिफरेंसेस यहाँ पे भी इन द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन द वैल्यू ऐड हैपन्स, बट एट अ वेरी सुपरफिशियल लेवल. इट्स वेरी टारगेट ओरिएंटेड, इट डजंट हैपन ट्रांसफॉर्मेशनल. वेर एज इन द कंसल्टेंसी, आई थिंक इफ आई टेक अप दैट पर्टिकुलर एम्प्लॉई, लेट्स से फॉर कोचिंग इटसेल्फ, I think I'll be able to do much more,
Very, very wonderful thoughts you shared, Sukriti. So what I hear is you want to value add to people,
Yes.
value add that is soul satisfying. I also hear that you want to give focused decisions or want to make focused decision making. You want to bring change. I also hear that you want to make a difference in people's life.
Yes.
And what else about change you would like to discuss, Sukriti?
Very rightly. So I was wondering, yes, very rightly asked. So change, when you say, means, see, any conversation for that matter, or when we are discussing it with employees, any project, development project, which is HRD, that is human resources project development, the ultimate aim is to make the person reach the solution. Like if we see any development area or a development challenge rather, we want the person to reach a solution, or that thing is improved or developed in a way that contributes to him in going forward, is in his professional future, or in his endeavors for personal future, like that. So that change doesn't happen if it is on a mass level that I'm working for the organization. Whereas when I go in consultancy, I may not be a CHRO, I may not be having fancy titles, or probably that kind of people's visibility, respect, that protocol driven environment, and what I'm so used to for last 27 years. But probably that one person whom I focus, I would be able to make the change that that person would also be having that change what
That
we were
is what
talking.
is soul satisfying for you,
Yes,
to be able
perfect.
to make a difference to one person.
Perfect. That's
Okay, so
right.
would you like to explore further that what is that would help you in yeah, it seems you are exploring that how we can how you can understand what will help you in soul, giving satisfaction to your soul, or what would help you in help you in transitioning to this change, or what would help you in taking a focused decision? What would you like to focus for today's discussion, Sukriti?
So I would like to explore whether I want to go for consultancy, or I would want to continue with the same corporate job.
Okay, so what would help you in consulting? What would can you help me understand more from consulting perspective? Why? What I won't ask why. So what would you like to explore further in terms of change? I would still
Yes.
request you to explore it a little more.
Yeah. So possibly we can discuss the pros and cons of going for consultancy, and or we can explore the positives and the positives rather. We can explore the positives of the corporate versus the consultancy, because we have to make a decision out of these two options.
Okay, can you just present it a little differently? It seems you are figuring out ways to understand what will satisfy your soul.
Yes.
Or you are okay,
Yes.
fine. So
The option which we take should be so satisfying.
not
So you
so
are right.
different.
Actually, that's
Okay,
what it
so
is. Yeah.
that is what you are trying to ponder.
Yes.
Okay,
Yes.
fine. So let us explore this. If that is what, so when you say soul satisfying, what does it mean to you?
To me, soul satisfying means wherein I feel that I have been of a particular use, or I have been useful to the other person. My presence, my knowledge, my experience, and together the decisions that we make, that is, we could do something constructive, or we could resolve a problem or issue or some development area in that person's or in like yeah in that person's life. That is soul satisfying for me.
Okay, I hear a soul satisfying for you means something useful, knowledgeable that you would
Yes.
do, and something constructive with the client.
Yes.
Okay, so what makes this change important for you now?
So it makes important for me, Dr. Sumi, because now is the time that I have lesser responsibilities. When I was a little younger, 10 years back, the organization, it was not only my want but my need also. So at that point, I could not have taken this decision though. That time also, I was looking for soul satisfaction, but now I think I can take the challenge, being more financially secure, lesser responsibilities, and more of time. My son is grown up, so that's what I think. That's why it's important now to take this up.
Given your circumstances now seems are more favorable, what would be future impact for of this change to you?
So the future impact of this change would be twofold for me. One is that what I always thought as a child, this was my dream, to be of use to other people. So whether it was my armed forces, my stint in armed forces, or my decision to join human resources than operations or any other vertical, or my decision to select certain businesses and not the other ones, I mean, it always led for me to make my this dream come true of leaving a legacy or leaving that respect as an individual that okay, I could be of use to others. So I think that is the first part. And second is, of course, I feel that now when I've taken so much for 50 years I've taken from the society, it's the right time now to start giving back also. There is a point where you start returning, what people have loved you, people have given you so much respect. So now that has to be given back also. So I think this is the future impact I see, that probably by 60, 65, I hold that position. Of respect and recognition. That's what it is, yeah.
Very, very noble thought, Sukriti. And I hear you would like to be of use to other people. And I also hear about giving back. And that's really wonderful thought. Again, what is so meaningful about this exploration when you say change or being useful to others or giving back? Yeah, what is so meaningful about it, about this
So
exploration?
meaningful is that if I do this niche work, which is not currently possible in my large organization stints in the corporate, if I start doing this niche work of okay, taking up probably 4 cases or 5 cases, I think being part of somebody else's success makes a lot of makes a lot of difference. And to me itself, it will be my success. I'll start seeing that. तो उसमें किसी का प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व हो रहा है, किसी को कोई क्लू मिल जा रहा है ड्यूरिंग माय डिस्कशंस विद देम, या हम जो इंटरवेंशंस करेंगे आपस में उसमें, तो मुझे लगता है कि दैट इज वेरी गुड एंड इट इज मीनिंगफुल एंड इम्पोर्टेंट.
Right, very rightly said. So, Sukriti, what is becoming clearer to you now?
So I think that it is becoming clearer to me now that I am on the verge of taking this decision towards consultancy and towards I think doing this niche work. I think I'll find more value in doing this niche work than what I'm doing right now as a corporate leader.
Doing some niche work which is soul satisfying, which would be helpful for others, useful for others, all these thoughts that you are reflecting is really, really great, Sukriti.
Thank you.
Okay, what need to shift in your perspective to actually go in this direction of being niche or working something which is soul satisfying?
Shift, yes. There is a major shift required. There's a strong urge to be, taking up this niche work of value adding to people, which is soul satisfying. On the other side, I am religiously getting up in the morning, getting ready, for the office. And used to, till the time I don't interact with 10 people, it doesn't come easy to me. So my tea starts, morning tea starts with people. So I think, yeah, shift is required to be from the hurly-burly to be a little more focused and to be more composed, calm, focused, I think. Also, the shift is required in my mental, makeup of not going by the corporate routine that I've been following or the office routine, but taking it up in the consultancy mode, life in consultancy mode, vis-à-vis life in the organization. I think that yes, that shift is required and it's internal. I'll have to really think about it and work on it.
Last 10 minutes.
Okay, I hear that you see the shift from hustle bustle to becoming calm,
Yes.
and you also need shift to make your mental makeup to from a routine kind of a job to more exploratory probably kind of a job, which is a consultancy requirement. So what okay, what will enable you to get there? What will enable you to get there?
I think a proper planning is required. Now, when the shift is happening, and during our discussion, we are realizing that while I want a lot of things to be, doing a lot of things, but It needs a proper shift, and which needs a proper planning. So I think I need to plan out everything, and also planning in terms of steps, what is to be done, and also timelines. So this transition cannot happen overnight. So with this planning, I think I'll also have to decide the timelines.
Sukriti, what are you discovering from this conversation that we are having today?
So I am discovering that number one is that my decision to move into this niche working is not so difficult either. So I can do it, one, because yes, I while talking to her, I thought I was th seeing that, you know, there was a lot of passion and I was feeling very happy. And so one is that yes, it's doable. And second is that it doesn't come without planning. So I'll have to really sit down, plan, and set the timelines and the action, you know, so like that. This is what I was thinking.
Any other reflections that you would like to make?
No, I think it's a very productive discussion that we are having, and
What new actions would you think now be useful to take to actually take up the niche
so
area?
yes, actions, as we were just talking in, you know, it is required. Planning doesn't complete without action, list of actions. So I think I will, first two, three conversations I will have with my seniors who have transitioned into such you know, roles, from their corporate stints to the transition into these kind of roles. Also, I will talk to as to how is it fetching to them. So I think at this point, this is what I can think of. You know, taking action is getting networking and talking to people more to understand and get the do's and don'ts together. You know, the crux of it, that how would I start? How would I you know, plan it out? How would I set the timelines? What kind of consultancy, let's say pro bono activities, how long do you do that? Do you do that or not? So all these things, all these aspects, I think I will start discussing with people.
And becoming more clear
Yes.
what are the way forward.
Actions, yeah.
Yeah, action. Okay, what resources would you need to take them?
I think right now my own networking would be the resource. My own acquaintances in my field where I'm working, and also my connections that I've had in the last so many of years of working experience. So I think these are the one people who are going to be my first-hand interactions. Yeah.
So those resources you would use to
Yes.
take this forward. Okay.
Yes.
Who can help you? Of course, these resources that you mentioned, apart from them, who else can help you? And probably how I can help you in this journey?
Yes. So also, I was while talking to you, I was wondering that all those employees who have been benefited in our work while we work together, and it had benefited them professionally or personally, probably I'll get in touch with them also, and I will seek their probably feedback, that what were the pluses wherein I can strengthen, and what are the development areas wherein probably I did not touch and they would wanted me to, you know, talk about or develop more onto that. So the positives and the development areas, I will speak to them probably as well.
Okay, I hear that you want to think about more possibilities and development areas that you can seek guidance from some of your seniors. Okay.
Yes.
How would will you be accountable to these actions?
So I think, as we said, that I will develop a planner, a very objective planner, and with set timelines. So one is that, and secondly, probably I'll seek people like you who can, be of, help to me. My seniors whom I'll network, I'll request them as well to get back to me, with proper time tabs. Okay, what am I doing or what? So I think this is how I can be accountable for.
Anything else are we discussing today, or shall we close the session?
No, I think it's a wonderful session that we had, Dr. Sumi, and thank you so very much. I think for now, this is good enough. I wouldn't want to discuss anything more.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Sumi.